This is a lecture and group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 6th of June, 1954. The title is Lecture and Processing. This lecture and group processing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Well, I see you survived it partly. The test of that process is, of course, not at its best in a group. It's really best done by an individual auditor, since the group acts perhaps a little bit suppressively. A person would really hate to suddenly leap up in the middle of an audience as big as this, you know, and say, "I'm damned if I'll do it one more time." But they say that to individual auditors. We've had some remarkable phone calls from auditors locally and so forth. "He just went home. What do I do?" "You get him back. That's what you do." All right. Well, now you know opening procedure by duplication is only one part of procedure 30. It's called 30, you know. There's deep significance in that 30. That is a call sign that is used on radio. That means the end, finished, through, done. And it finishes lots of pre-clears. And that's why it's called 30. It's also called 30 because it has three parts for a thetan, which is the zero, you see. And there's lots of deep significances to it. And if you went on with it very long, well, you could get a lot of problems out of it. And a lot of things about it. Actually, it's merely a utilization of the formula of communication, which is C distance E. Now, if you know that about communications, you know really all there is to know about communications. Cause, distance, effect. Source point, so on. Now, people go on all their lives looking for this cause point over here, you know. You audit many a pre-clear, he's sitting there, you know, and that's caught, no, that. Well, no, that's cause. No, that isn't cause. That's cause. There have been more wars fought and more men killed here in the last, I don't know how long, couple of thousand years, over what was really cause. You know, what was cause? Was the world built in a week? Or wasn't it? Who built it? Some say Satan did. Some say that Yahweh did. Some say that other gods here and there did. But the point is, the search for cause is what gets into the pre-clear. Now, if you ever have any worry about this, there's really a very simple answer. What's cause? It's source point of a communication line. And that is a satisfactory definition for cause. It actually answers all necessary parts of cause itself. Source point of a communication line. You say a fellow shoots somebody else. Well, if we just said what's cause here of this death, we would say, well, this guy shot him, that's all. So we get the intentional cause. The first intentional cause is the guilty party. Intentional cause. But somebody else could look along and there, you know, a case five, and he would say, well, now, just a minute. He'd say, this fellow shot him. But if you think this over, the fact of the matter is that the bullet was what killed him. But no, wait a minute. On the other hand, it was the powder in that cartridge, which expanding drove... There, we found... No, we're not. That isn't cause. Yes, it was the hammer coming down on the firing pin there, you know, and the firing pin striking the cap, which exploded the firing pin. Obviously, the firing pin is cause. No, wait a minute now. Let's see. The arms manufacturer made that gun, didn't they? Well, Mr. Winchester killed him. That he wasn't there. It's very difficult. Let me see now. Well, thinking this thing over, the fact of the matter is, you say this fellow shot him. So the fellow caused the other fellow's death because... But you know, the funny part of it is, the fellow who fired that gun had been up all night being raved at by his wife. And thinking this over, it seems rather obvious that the fellow's wife killed the fellow. No, that's not quite right, because the fact of the matter was, the reason she was angry and talked to him all night long was because the baby cried the whole day. The baby's cause. The baby killed that fellow, obviously. No, that isn't quite right. This is a case 5. They keep shotgunning off these causes and... No, not that. No. Yes, no. Yeah, no. You know, what is cause around here? Well, actually, cause is any source point of a communication line, and what has happened to case 5 is very simple. He has had too many consecutive communication lines, you see? And he thinks in terms of initial or original cause. And initial original cause is simply this, is what is the first impulse? And he's looking for the first impulse. But the funny part of it is he won't find a first impulse, because the first impulse goes over here and hits the effect point. And then right at this effect point, we can have a new first impulse, which goes over here and hits an effect point. We have a new first cause point over here, which can come back over and hit this source point, which is now an effect point. And each one of them are good, valid source points. So that you, as an auditor, giving a preclear an order, are cause of that order, aren't you? And then he executes it. Who's cause now? You didn't execute the order. You merely said the order. He had to repeat the order in order to cause the action to take place. The auditor's cause, the preclear's effect. Then the preclear becomes cause and creates an effect. And then the auditor cause, preclear effect, then the preclear cause and creates an effect. An individual is as well off as he is willing to cause and willing to receive an effect. And what is a cause? A cause is a source point, and in religion, a sore point. Oh, what a terrible joke. The effect point is simply a receipt point. And when we have that firmly as the definition of a communication, it is so simple that it couldn't possibly seem to solve the problems of communication, but what do you know? It does. Since there's another factor involved, and that is duplication is absolutely necessary in a communication line. Willingness to duplicate alone establishes the individual's ability to communicate. Willingness to duplicate. And we find unwillingness to duplicate on the NOW-to-SEC scale, KNOW, and we discover every time that any difficulty stems from an unwillingness to duplicate. Sex, unwillingness to duplicate. Eating, unwillingness to duplicate. Fellow gets eaten, after that he doesn't want to eat. Unwillingness to duplicate. Symbol is too mysterious. We're not willing to duplicate those symbols exactly. And so you get art in words. Art, words, paintings, so forth. Originality. We get driven off the individual creative line to such a point where creativeness becomes synonymous with individuality. The newness of the idea in a painting does not establish the createdness of the painting, and yet everybody thinks it does. It's just habitual. It's gotten to be so that if you create something, it has to be brand new. You see, you can go outside here and make an X, a cross in the sand, and make it just exactly like the crosses on top of the church. Now, that is a creation. You created a cross. It doesn't matter if somebody else created the same cross elsewhere. The object here is that if you created the cross and then felt funny about it because there are other people that also marked this cross in various places, you're just afraid to duplicate, that's all. So you can create as long as you're willing to duplicate. And that's the end of it. When you stop being willing to duplicate, you stop creating. That doesn't say that a fellow just does a copybook line But if he's not at all worried about whether he's duplicating or not duplicating, he does a beautiful job in the field of the arts. And as soon as he becomes worried about it and has to have something new and something different and something strange all the time, he's in bad shape and he stops being an artist. And similarly, a thetan who is unwilling to duplicate thinks to create anything like a piece of energy, it has to be brand new. You see, a brand new idea, this piece of energy. And if he doesn't create a new piece of energy, he says that's very bad. Well, the funny part of it is the energy he's creating is energy he has created before. And other people create, other thetans create the same energy too, and all kinds of people. And he thinks he doesn't dare create that energy unless it's something new and different. That's the way he thinks about this whole subject of duplication. Now, duplication then goes into all parts of life. You wouldn't think that a willingness to duplicate underlay all abilities. But where those abilities are on the third dynamic, believe me, an individual has to be willing to duplicate. You see, he doesn't have to duplicate, but if he's willing to duplicate, then he doesn't have to. What happens is he becomes in an enforced state of duplication. He's always having to duplicate if he's really enslaved with the idea of fighting duplication. Well, enough of that. I think that you've had a little example here that might prove of little interest to you in the line of that. There were quite a few people got isomatics. And a lot of people got boil-offs and alertnesses and perception changes and all that sort of thing. And here we have a case of the individual duplicating. Now let's look at one other part of the communication line, and let's find that an individual is unwilling to arrive. He gets caught someplace between the line. See, he doesn't want to duplicate, so he doesn't want to arrive. This is just another part of communication itself, but is that part of it which is devoted to energy. All right. Now, supposing I just went ahead and processed you on the rest of this communication formula, just as such, and gave you some sort of an idea of what I was talking about here. Why don't you look at the right wall of the theater and get whether or not it has arrived. Has it arrived or hasn't it? Now let's look at the left wall and get whether or not it's arrived. Now the right wall. Now the left wall. Now let's find a spot in space. Any place, a spot in space. I don't mean a bright spot or a blue spot. I just mean an empty spot in space, a nothingness sitting there. Now, get how it's arrived. Just make it seem as though that spot has arrived. Find a second spot in space now. Now, get how it has arrived. Now get the first spot, how it's arrived, and the second spot, how it has arrived. And the first spot, how it has arrived, and the second spot, how it has arrived. All right, let's find that first spot again and get how it has arrived. And the second spot and get how it has arrived. And the first spot and get how it has arrived. Get that first spot again, same spot. And the second spot and get how it has arrived. All right, find a brand new spot in space and get how it's about to start. and a second one, and get how it is about to start. And the first one, how it's about to start. And the second one, how it is about to start. And the first one, how it is about to start. And the second one, how it is about to start. And the first one, how it is about to start. And the second one, how it is about to start. Okay, now let's find that original spot there that has arrived. And the second spot now that has arrived, let's find that spot. And the first spot that has arrived. And the second spot that has arrived. Now the first spot that was about to start. And the second spot that was about to start. And the first spot that was about to start. And the second spot. Now you put your postulate in this first spot now. It's about to start. You put your idea in it. Now let's get the second one and put your idea in it. It's about to start. Get the first one now. It's about to start. Don't go changing around now. Get that second one. Put your postulate in it. It's about to start. And the first one. It's about to start. And the second one, it's about to start. All right, now the first one that has arrived, the spot that has arrived, number one. Number one spot that has arrived. Now number two spot that has arrived. Number one spot that has arrived. Number two spot that has arrived. Number one spot that has arrived. Number two spot that has arrived. Anybody getting sick at his stomach? Has anybody been hit with a sudden mass of energy or bad somatic or anything like that? Anyone been hit by a somatic? Wow. Don't tell me there's something in these spots. I told you to get a piece of nothingness now. All right. Now we're going to do something very vicious. Look at that front wall over there to your left. The corner over there. And refuse to hit it. Okay, now let's look at the one similar corner over here on the right side and refuse to hit it. All right, now let's do that to the left one. Refuse to hit it. Now the right one, refuse to hit it. Now the left one. The right one, the left one, the right one. Okay, now let's get this left one, this left corner over there, refusing to hit you. Now let's get the right corner over there refusing to hit you. and the left one refusing to hit you. And the right one refusing to hit you. And the left one refusing to arrive where you are. And the right one refusing to arrive where you are. And the left one refusing to arrive where you are. And the right one refusing to arrive where you are. Now, all of the left one and you refusing to arrive in it. Get that good and firm, you're just refusal to arrive in that left one. Now get your refusal to arrive in the right one. Your refusal to arrive in the left one. Now your refusal to arrive in the right one. Now your refusal to hit the left one. Your refusal to hit the right one. Your refusal to hit the left one. Your refusal to hit the right one. And now the left one's refusal to hit you. And the right one's refusal to hit you. And now the floor's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the floor. And the floor's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the floor. And the floor's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the floor. And the floor's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the floor. And your refusal to hit the ceiling. And the ceiling's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the ceiling. People ducking. And your refusal to hit the ceiling. And the ceiling's refusal to hit you. And the back of the room's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the back of the room. The back of the room's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the back of the room. And the back of the room's refusal to hit you. And your refusal to hit the back of the room. Your refusal to hit the right wall. Your refusal to hit the left wall. Your refusal to hit the right wall. Your refusal to hit the left wall. Your refusal to arrive over at the right wall. To arrive at the left wall. To arrive at the ceiling. Your refusal to arrive at the floor. Your refusal to arrive up here on the stage. Your refusal to arrive at the ceiling. Your refusal to arrive at the back of the room. Your refusal to arrive at the front of the room. Your refusal to arrive at the right wall. Your refusal to arrive at the left wall. Your refusal to arrive at the back wall. And the back wall's refusal to arrive where you are. And the front of the room refusing to arrive where you are. And the side wall refusing to arrive where you are. the left wall, refusing to arrive where you are. The right wall, refusing to arrive where you are. And the ceiling, you hope, refusing to arrive where you are. And the floor, refusing to arrive where you are. And the sky, not arriving where you are. And the center of the earth, not arriving where you are. And a spot in the sky, not arriving where you are. And the center of the earth, not arriving where you are. And the sky, not arriving where you are. And the center of the earth, arriving where you are. And the sky, arriving where you are. And the center of the earth, arriving where you are. And the sky, arriving where you are. The center of the earth, arriving where you are. And the sky, arriving where you are. The center of the earth, arriving where you are. And the sky, arriving where you are. And the center of the earth, arriving where you are. And the sky, arriving where you are. Get an idea of that? But why don't you find three spots in your body? Find three spots in your body. Find three spots in the room. Three spots in your body. Three spots in the room. Find the same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. The same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. The same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. The same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. The same three spots in your body. The same three, no. The same three spots in the room that you found before. And I said spots in the room, no. And the same three spots in your body. And the same three spots in the room. And the same three spots in your body. And the same three spots in the room. Check them very carefully now. And the same three spots in your body. And the same three spots in the room. The same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. Now the same three spots in your body. The same three spots in the room. Really spot these now. The three spots in your body. The three spots in the room. Now Now, if you haven't closely determined those three spots in the body now that you're using, do so. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Now, three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Same three spots in the room. Same three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the body. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Same three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Same three spots outside the building. Same three spots in the room. Same three spots outside the building. Same three spots in the room. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Three spots outside the building. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in Phoenix, the city. Three spots just outside the building. Three spots in the city. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the city. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the city. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Three spots in the room again. Now mark up an acceptable body. Change it around until it snaps in. Get another body that's acceptable and change it around until it snaps in. Make it better or worse until it snaps in easily. Now mark up several more bodies and push them into your body. If you can change them around so they snap in, that's fine. That's what we're supposed to do. But if they don't, push them in. Even a vague idea of a body, if you can't get a good mock-up of one. Mock them up and push them in. Mock them up, change them around, make them snap in. However you can get these bodies in, do so. Lots of them. Get a lot more of them, mark up a lot more of these bodies, and push them in. Make them good, acceptable bodies. Now, spot three spots in the room. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Three spots outside the building. Three spots in the room. Three spots outside the building. Okay, wherever you are and whatever you're looking at, duplicate it. Make another one just like it. Now make another one just like the first one. Duplicate it again. Now make another one just like the first one. Pull them all together and push them into your body. Now make a duplicate now of whatever you're looking at. And another one. And another one. Make a lot of them. Now push them into your body. Now make a lot more duplicates of what you're looking at. Push them into your body. Okay. Now look around you and find the nothingness. Now duplicate it many times. Make another one just like it, and then another one just like it, and another one just like it. Many, many duplicates of this nothingness. More duplicates of this nothingness. Let's make sure it's really nothing now and duplicate it a lot more times. All right, do what you please with those nothingnesses now. And you as a thetan, you a thetan now, let's get the idea of communicating with a nothingness. Now let's do that again. You communicate with a nothingness again. Say something to it. Think something at it. The idea now again of communicating with a nothingness. And again, of communicating with the nothingness. Think something at it. Get a nothingness around there someplace and get the idea you, a thetan, are communicating with it. You, a spirit, are communicating with this nothingness. Let's do it again. All right, now let's get an idea of a nothingness communicating with you, a thetan. Now get it in several places, one after the other, each time communicating with you, a thetan. Now actually get an idea being sent to you from this nothingness. You know, like hello or something like that. Get an idea. Let's do that some more times. Let's get this nothingness communicating with you with Thetan. Only this time, let's not have it saying holy things to you. Let's have it saying somewhat diabolical things to you. Might be a little risque. Well, now let's get this nothingness place after place now around you, communicating to you from various angles. Get it communicating something to you. Of course, you put it there. Okay. Now mock yourself up dead because we did that. Do it again. Get an image picture of yourself dead because we did this. Do it again. And again. Okay. All right. Now all of us have some terrific incident in our lives when we ran into something or got operated on or something that has worried us somewhat ever since. What incident's that? Now, you know what that incident is. You know what I'm talking about. Something that happened to you in your life that has rather puzzled you ever since. You know exactly what happened or how you ran into it or how they cut you up, whatever it was, how they pulled your teeth. You've got the incident. Now, don't tell me there are dozens. You know there's just one. Just one that worries you there. Let's get the most worrisome one of the lot. All right, now point mentally in the direction where it occurred. Geographical location where it occurred. Got that? All right, now let's point to the center of this room. Now let's point to the location where it occurred. Now let's point to the center of this room. Now let's point to the location where it occurred, the geographical location, and get how far away it is. And point to the center of this room. Now, by this time, you probably have a real good idea of the incident. Don't keep changing your mind from one incident to another. Just pick out one. Now, get this idea about this incident. You sure arrived there, and now you know. Now, get that idea about that incident again. With a picture, if you want to. You arrived there, and now you know. Now, let's do that again. Another picture of it. You arrived there, and now you know. Now, let's do that again. I arrive, I know about that incident. You can get a picture of it if you want, anywhere you want to. But make sure that idea is in that picture now. I arrived, I knew. Okay, let's do it again. I arrived, I know. No matter what kind of an incident it is, get another idea of this incident. I arrived, I know. Another idea about this incident. I arrived, I know. Get that idea about it again. I arrived, I know. Do it again. I arrived, I know. And again, I arrived, I know. And again, I arrived, I know. Don't bother with the details and the bric-a-brac which might be coming up about it. You just take the center of that incident, you know, the worst part of it, and get that incident and say, I arrived, I know. Bing. Let's do it again. I arrived, I know. You know, the all is revealed idea. All right, now let's get this incident again and get the idea in it. I arrived, all is revealed. And again with this incident. You make a separate mark of it each time if you want to. I arrived, all is revealed. Now let's get a sort of an idea of a picture of it now, and just the idea in it, I have arrived. And let's do that again. Another sort of a picture of it, I have arrived. And a duplicate of it now, again, I have arrived, I know. And again, I have arrived, I know. And again, I have arrived, now I know. All right, get another picture of this thing, if you can. Set it up there. I have arrived. I know. Now point to the place it happened, the geographical spot in space where it occurred from where you are right this minute. Point to it and get how far away it is. Point to the center of this room. Point to the spot it happened. Point to the center of this room. Point to the spot it happened. Now, if you're looking and pointing at a picture, that isn't what I want. I want the actual geographical, physical universe spot that it happened and how far away it is. Now, the center of this room. Now, the physical universe spot where it occurred. Point to it over that away and get how far it is and get some concept of that distance. And point to the center of this room. Now point to that spot in space again. Now point to the center of the room. Okay, now mark this thing up right where you are. Just mark up any kind of a picture or idea of it and put this new idea into it. I have arrived. All is revealed. Now get that again. I have arrived. All is revealed. Get that real solid crunch. Let's do it again. I have arrived. All is revealed. Now let's get another picture of it. I have arrived. All is revealed. Now pull these pictures right in on yourself. Pull them right in. Crunch. All right, once more. I have arrived. All is revealed. Get a mock-up. Put that thought in it. I have arrived. All is revealed. And again, I have arrived, all is revealed. You know, pow! I get the idea of a great big fist right in the middle of your face. With the thought in the fist, you have arrived, all is revealed. Now let's get that one again, a big fist, and it's saying, you've arrived, son. Now let's get that big fist again. You've arrived, little girl. Men do that one, too. Well, let's get it again and get the fist saying this time, brother, you really arrived. Pow. All right, now get the idea of a face out in front of you with your fist in it. And your fist is saying, just as it hits this face, you've arrived. Now let's do that again. You've arrived. Do it again. And again. If it makes your arms feel weak, hit him anyhow. Now get that face again, and get this time, even though you weren't hitting, how the face moved up and hit your fist. And get it saying, now I have arrived. All right. Let's indicate a calm place somewhere in the universe. Now let's find a calm place in your body and a calm place somewhere in the universe where you really know it's nice and calm, and a calm place someplace in your body. Okay, find the two back corners of the room, hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. Find the chair behind your back. Find some small portion of this room which is in present time. End of session.